great to get that final, because when you're managing a team all year and trying to get fellas to training and getting a team together from all over Donegal, like, and to get that final is fantastic. Like, it's
before we talk about today's match, Francie, for the listeners who are unaware, talk to us about the Gaelic Masters and talk to us about the players at your disposal. Am I correct in saying over 40 Gaelic footballers?
That's right. Anybody who'd be 40, say, this year would be eligible to play. Like, we had a lot of players that registered at the start of the season. Like, they would register, and we had about 45 starting out maybe at the beginning of the season. Like, we were training maybe once a week, you know, they're coming from, we're training in Conwy there most of the time on a Wednesday night, like, and they're coming from all over the county, like, so it's great to get, you know, at that stage of your life when you're coming out of maybe playing club football and things like that there, it's great for the mind to have something like this here, you know, to cling on to, and there's great camaraderie between the fellas, you know, and it's great to have a team like that going, you know, to help you through them difficult years maybe, you know.
Yeah, and Francie, today, back to today's match, 3-9 to 6-point victory. It's a 12-point victory. And talk to me about the game and the goal scores. Three goals, the old saying goals wins games.
Goals wins games. Well, the game started, we played against was a fairly strong one, die, and we really, really played well and kept it tight in the first half. Our defence just weren't top all the time. Like, they never really, they only scored 2 points playing with the one, you know, so we kind of nullified them there, and then we got up the field ourselves. Paddy Hannigan scored the goal in the first half. It was a great goal. It was worked down the left-hand side, and it was Jared McBurty crossed it over, and Paddy caught it, and there was no other place but the back of the net for Paddy, so. And we were leading then at half-time by 1-7 to... No, it was, sorry. It was 1-4 to 2 points. 1-5, sorry, to 2 points at half-time. And the second half then, we started the second half a wee bit sluggish, like, but we were taking men on and off. Like, you can take men, you can rotate men all the time, like, you know, in different positions, and we just started wee bit sluggish, but we got into the game then again, and then we got the second goal. Second goal was scored by Nicky McGarrigle from Termin. He plays right half back, he come forward and scored another goal, so that kind of killed the game off then.
Yeah, brilliant stuff indeed, Francie. And Francie, talk to us about the next game now. As far as I know, London are taking on Down in the second semi-final. Do you know your opposition as of yet? That game took place a short while ago.
We don't know. I don't know yet now. Probably that game probably wouldn't have been thrown on to 2 o'clock, so they're probably running behind us now. It will be Down or London. Probably if it's London, it might have to go back to, you know, the logistics of it, having London coming over again for the final. So we'll have to wait and see. If it's Down, probably it'll probably be played a wee bit sooner, maybe around the 14th of September. But if it's London, probably it might have to go back a week or two, if you know what I mean.
Finally, Francie, before I let you go, you're no stranger to managing senior club sides here in Donegal. What has it been like? What has the experience been like for you so far managing this group of players? And obviously keep in mind, nice to manage your county.
It is indeed. Coming in the beginning of the year, like, it was Val Murray was there and Liam Breen was there, and they kind of convinced me to come in for a year, you know. I was kind of finishing off with the senior team management, and I was going back to do a wee bit of coaching with my own club at the underage boys, under 12s and things like that there. But they convinced me to come on board here, and then I got Eddie Crawford, my running mate for years and years from the Glensfully days. And he said he'll go along with me. And then John Joe O'Shea from Donegal Town, another old stalwart, come on board with us. Like, so the three of us are there. And, you know, we had a difficult start to the league. We played Tyrone first. They were All-Ireland champions this last 3 years. Like, they're going for four in a row, I think. And then you had Derry, another difficult game. But since that, like, we've won our last four now, like, and we're the camaraderie with the players. Like, they went to London and had a great time, and they drew with London, and they had their camaraderie since now has been very good. So, you know, it's very good, like, at the minute. You know?
Francie Martin, thank you so much indeed for joining us here on Highland Radio Sunday Sport. And best of luck in the final, Francie.
Thanks very much, Kieran. Thanks for ringing now. Thank you.